This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ken Jones, Truth is Holy Show. How are you this morning? God bless you and may he keep you is my prayer. Let us, I hope and pray that you are here for the consecration. And I called for the fast, and we thank God for every good and perfect gift that comes from above. I ask for your blessing to be upon me and to be upon you and to be upon all of us because we need the Lord. The enemy is so busy, as you know. Let us pray. Father God, because of these hours that are upon us and these days that are upon us, we need a special move from you. We need you to hold us, O God, as you've always done in the hollow of your hand. But we ask a blessing to be upon us that are called by your name, who are humbling themselves and who are fasting and praying according to your word. We ask that you break every chain, even as from last week, God, until this week there was another shooting at the university where a young man killed his parents and the manhunt was there at University of Michigan, God. And then there was a suicide at the Capitol, the United States of America. God, we ask you, according to your will, we know that Friday is scheduled a big meteor. Asteroid. God, the days are upon us and the people need to have the veil, O God, of blindness removed from their eyes. I ask in the name of Jesus, turn hearts back. Send the love, O God, that was in the beginning. Restore, O God, peace within us. And unity and the bond of peace. Father, we need you. We ask you bless the consecration and those that are going to join in the fast and those that are sick and ill and can only do maybe one day or maybe 2 days or a few hours. But God, as we stretch our hands unto the east, unto the temple of Jerusalem, according to the prayer of Solomon, that you will honor your people and stand fast with them according to your word. Lord, we love you and we thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you will do. Holy Spirit, move, I pray, upon the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, that we may be one. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, God bless you, and it's such a blessing to be here with you. This is Ken Jones, Truth is Holy, Christ Zion. You can reach me at ChristZion.com. You can also reach me at the 904-234-6481. The number to the show is 904-401-1413. And remember, we're having the consecration service with the anointing. With oil today at Brandhood Brooks Library on Edgewood. So I ask you come out from 4 to 6 here, okay, in Jacksonville. We ask your blessings and we ask your prayers to be upon not just us here in this city, which we have needs of many different things and the bus, the transportation, we got so many issues and the lack and degradation in our communities and our neighborhood and the people are suffering. They need to have the employment rate lowered here. We need to have opportunity in certain parts of our community. So we pray and we're fasting and we're praying and coming together for God to make a mighty move here, because we ask for the revival to start in Jacksonville. We ask that in the name of Jesus. So as we look at the start here, I wanted to bring your attention to Mark chapter 2, verse 19, and it's talking about the bridegroom and the children of the bridegroom and why they have to fast when Jesus comes. So I'll start at verse 18 and read to verse 19 and to 22. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old bottles, else the new wine does burst the bottle, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put in new bottles. And I'm asking you, Jacksonville and the nation, receive the new wine. Receive the newness of life. Receive, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Receive the blessing of God, that we can revoke the curse that is upon us, and all the calamities and all the violence and all of the divisiveness that's in our community. All of the hatred that's in our communities and in our nation. It is high time for us to be, as Jesus said, about our Father's business. Where are you? Don't continue to be like Adam. When God is looking for you, you're hiding. Come out from your hiding places. Run to the Lord. Make it before the sun goes down. Because one morning, that awful day shall come, and nothing above ground shall stand. I ask you, in the name of Jesus, pleading for your souls, for the salvific work of God in your life, through your life, that the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may rest in you and then abide in you forever, that you will have a perpetual and everlasting reward in the Lord Jesus Christ. For if you neglect such a great salvation as this, terrible will be your fall, and in hell you will lift up your eyes. As we go to Mark chapter 9, as we go to Acts chapter 9, God instructed and met Paul, which was Saul of Tarsus. And I'm just going to read verses 6 through 9. And he, trembling, astonished, say, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And when the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man, and Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hands and brought him to Damascus. And verse 9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. This is the fast. This is for the children of the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Christ Jesus, and he is gone. The Holy Spirit is here with us. But we have to learn self-control, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I'm asking you, stand with God to deny your flesh and feed your spirit. These are times of affliction. The hand of God is upon us. He is with us. He holds us in the hollow of his hand. Come out from darkness. Turn unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you spotless before his throne with exceeding great joy. Come running and quit hiding. Love your neighbor. Speak to your neighbor. Love your enemies. Feed those that are hungry. Put clothes on those that are naked. Put away your knives, your guns, your vitriol, your hatred, your knives of ambition, your knives of deceit, your knives of jealousy, your knives of envy. Put away those things, for they are not godly. Consecrate yourself. Stand with God, and he will stand with you. I ask you, my brother and my sisters, be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord, in as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Would you do that for our children? For our grandchildren, would you stand in the gap? Would you be one of the ones that are strong, according to Romans 15:1, that are strong, that will bear the infirmities of the weak? Or must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there is a cross for me. Let me remind you, my brother and sister, no cross, no crown. I want to read you Proverbs 30, the words of Agar, the son of Jechir. Even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal, surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who has ascended up into the heavens or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the water in his garments? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name? If thou can tell. Every word of God is pure. It is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not to his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove from me, vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is
the Lord, or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There's a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. And there's a generation whose teeth are as a sword and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from amongst men. The horselief has two daughters crying, give, give. They are three things that are never satisfied. Yes, four things say not that it is enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that says is not enough. The eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Yeah, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. And the way of a man with the maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. For three things, the earth is disquieted, and the fourth, which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he's full with meat. For an odious woman when she's married, and a handmaid that is her heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, but yet they make their house in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. The spider takes hold with her hands and is in the king's palaces. There be three things which go well. Yes, four are calmly going. A lion, which is the strongest amongst beasts and turneth not away from any. A greyhound and a he-goat also. And a king against whom there is no rising up. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast brought or thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bring forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bring forth blood. So the forcing of wrath, anger, brings forth strife. Remove from me vanities, what Agar says. Remove from me lies. Remove it from me. I have no pleasure in lies. A liar won't tarry in my sight. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, will you not lean to your own understanding, but in all your way acknowledge God, and he can direct your path? I ask you, in the name of Jesus, stand with God. Stand in the gap. Be a watchman. Be a disciple of Christ. Walk in the light as he is in the light, and have fellowship with one another, so that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I ask you, stretch forth your hand unto him who is our King of kings and Lord of lords. I ask you, in this sweet hour of prayer, in these dark days that are upon us, in the nightmare that is here, I ask you in the name of Jesus. I ask you, we have a caller. Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes.
First of all, I like just want to say that I thank God for using you to lead this charge for the cause of what's going on across our nation. And I pray that people, regardless of their denomination, will join in and support this prayer and fasting, because it is needed among the people of God for what's going on in our country today. So I strongly support you in this effort, and I thank God for how you're allowing him to use you.
Well, thank God.
My question is for those people who cannot fast the entire 72 hours, that they would do whatever they can, whether it's 3 hours, 4 hours, it's just joining in solidarity to show that we are trusting what we believe God can do.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. I was saying a little bit earlier that for those that can do 1 hour or 6 hours or one day, you know, because like myself, I take the thyroid pill, so I just would take my pill and just continue in the fast as Paul's done and as others have done, no food. But you do what you can. Because what you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
And this is what we are calling for. We are calling for the unity, and that the people will stretch forth their hands unto the east, as Solomon prayed when he built the temple, and say, Lord, when the people pray and stretch forth their hand, you'll hear from them if they're in bondage. And we're in bondage. We need to break the chains of the enemy.
Yes.
This is what we're up against, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. So do what you can, my sister. Do what you can.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I support you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much. You have a blessed day. Well, we ask your blessings to be upon us, Lord. We love you, and we truly know that you loveth thou us. Keep us, we pray. Keep the people. Make us one, God. Make Jacksonville one. Let us leave our knives and our guns and just lay them down, our sticks and billy clubs and animosity and vitriol and hatred. Let us lay it down. Let us get rid of the things that are so easily besetting us. Let us lay aside every sin, every weight of sin, according to Hebrews 12. Let us just lay it down. We cannot run all cumbered with so many different things as we're trying to serve Christ, as Martha was trying to serve Christ. And he said, Martha, I see that you're cumbered with so many different things. Yeah, but I want Mary to come and help. No, Mary cannot come and help you, Martha. She has chosen the good part. Well, what is the good part? I'm here. I've got all these guests and I need to, you know, hey, I got to do what I got to do. Yeah, but the good part is that she is at my feet catching every word that falls from my lips. Is that you? Is that you, my brother and sisters? Are you wanting to catch every word that falls from our master's lip? The savior of the world? The one who died for you? The one whose stripes we are healed?
the one who was led as a sheep unto the slaughter before his shears that was dumb, and yet he opened not his mouth, the one that was spit on and beaten for you, for your transgression, wounded for our iniquity, won't you stand for Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, Savior of the world, King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am? He'll come unto you. He'll come unto you, and he'll let you take his yoke upon you and learn of him, for he is meek and lowly in heart. Lay down as good sheep in obedience to a great shepherd. It is his duty to lead and feed, and it is our duty to follow and swallow. Will you follow Jesus this morning? I beg you in the name of Jesus. You can visit ChristZion.com. You can contact me at by mail at P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can meet me over to the Branham Brooks Library from 4 to 6. I will be doing anointing consecration in the conference room downstairs. Will you stand with Jacksonville, the people, what you want, what you're praying for? Somebody's sick. Would you pray to break every band of the wicked? Would you pray as the consecration scripture, as I want to give you for the consecration scriptures, are Isaiah chapter 58 and Zechariah for your daily, Zechariah the 8th chapter. Let me give you a little bit of that right now so that you could understand what the victory looks like. Okay? Now look at this. In verse 5, it says, "The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the street thereof. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if this is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, shall it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them that they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be called my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness." Don't you want that for your child? I surely want it for mine. I surely want it for my neighbor's children. I want them to dwell in peace and safety. It is high time that we be about our Father's business. Won't you stand with me? Won't you stand with God? Won't you keep us in your eye? Won't you keep us in your mind, in your heart? Won't you keep us in prayer? Won't you stand with us? Won't you stand with me? Won't you do that which is right so the Lord can bless you? Visit me at ChristZion.com. You can send your emails and contact information, ChristZion.com. This is Ken Jones. Truth is holy. Remember, do that which is right, and the Lord will bless you. All God, all day, all the time. Live holy. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S,
Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion. Principles for daily living. Because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time. Live holy. God bless you.